That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm telling you again that I went to Florida and I had an accident that affected my speech. However, the information coming through is very important. So welcome to Let's Find Out. And tonight we're going to talk about what's coming for you from the universe, and we'll finish with what's coming for you on the planet, both politically and energetically. So the second half of the show will be about what's coming to the planet, both politically and energetically. So let's begin. I'm going to give you three things that are coming in, and it will be interesting to see how we experience them. Everything you are experiencing in this moment in human history is scripted. Planet Earth is controlled by a narrative from makers who write the scripts and feed the news media, science journals, universities, and cultural pillars of modern society. They are force-feeding the consciousness of the masses with a fabricated, artificial reality. That script has now reached a critical inflection point where human beings, once valued for their labor contributions, creativity, and problem-solving capabilities, are largely considered obsolete by the globalist controllers, and they're going to try to replace everything with artificial intelligence. Now the script calls for mass extermination. This is the second message. And it's huge news. The mRNA vaccines are about to be heavily implemented across the meat industry with cattle, chicken, pigs, goats, and other livestock targeted for regular mRNA injections. Merely handling raw meat contaminated with mRNA products is likely the equivalent to being exposed to shedding formal vaccine recipients. It can be deadly and cause heart attacks or worse. And introducing mRNA vaccinated animal meat products into your mouth, if not fully cooked, may expose you to a kind of food shedding of mRNA. With Democrats and the left now aggressively pushing a coordinated fear campaign to try to convince Americans that gas cook stoves are suddenly deadly and must be banned is a lie. The so-called progressive have cemented their position as being anti-progress. In fact, they are anti-civilization, and they want to take away fire and anything that combusts. Cook stoves, vehicles, firearms, furnaces, and so on. You have to be careful of the fast food places, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Five Guys. And all of the fast food places are going to be carrying this infected meat. I predict that they will come to a close over this next year. There will be no more fast foods because we can't trust them. New York Governor Hochul just announced that she wants to ban all gas stoves by the year 2030. Forcing New Yorkers to switch to electric ranges. In California, Governor Newsom has announced that combustion engine vehicle sales will be banned by 2035, and the state of Washington will ban them by 2030. In New York, a similar ban takes effect in 2035. As the bans pile up, it doesn't take long to realize that these left-run states are engaged in decivilization rollbacks of modern advances. They want to take everything that we've gained over the past 150 years away and put us back into the 18th century. Continue to live under democratic control will increasingly find themselves living in an 18th century existence. Big tech companies are slashing job positions like crazy, with Amazon just announcing an 18,000 people layoff. At the same time, parallel economy pioneers are now building out a new, more decentralized infrastructure for e-commerce and medicine that will take the world by storm, starting in 2023. This new parallel economy is going to profoundly alter and improve your life, your freedom, and your opportunities for participation in a decentralized ecosystem of like-minded people, pro-human, pro-reason, and pro-freedom. These are all going to be your new little communities that I've been talking about. The people that are coming forward, coming together, and improving our humanism and our lifestyle with new inventions and newer ways of doing things. Let's talk about Jupiter. Jupiter in Aries sextiles the new moon at 4 degrees. This brings in expansion and newness in the sign of Aries. There is always a sense of justice with Jupiter because it rules the law. With Jupiter in Aries, we could also have some military activity this year. I'm going to stop here and explain to you about who my guide is. If you read the book Unlimited Realities, you were introduced to my guide, Mentor. I suggest that you read it just for that information, because he's going to be prominent in the next 2 or 3 years. All of my books are available on Amazon.com. Mentor is closest to the heart of God, the center of the divine intelligence. He always brings in the penetrating light to the world and is dedicated to world renewal. This information is remarkable. This information is coming through for where we are in the world. And given this new beginning, this new start that we are on the threshold of experiencing, 0 degrees Aries is a new dawn, and that comes at the spring equinox in March of 2023. It's a new day, a new world, and we are fortunate enough to be directed by the highest of the high. The birthing experience of this new world is over, and at the spring equinox, we begin our new life in the age of Aquarius. And now we're going to take a break to listen to our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of January 23rd, through January 29th, 2023. This will be a calmer, more gentle week after the hustle, bustle, chaos, and confusion of the past few weeks. Instead of feeling like big issues are swirling around you, the energy will be soft and cozy, slowly including you towards taking certain actions. The work week is good for team endeavors, negotiations, gaining new clients, and doing tasks that require a lot of concentration. Work assignments can be done without any sense of tediousness or drudgery. An acceleration of events is to be expected. New or previously unknown information could lead to a reassessment of the situation. The excitement could be great and intense, both in private life and on the political stages of the world. On January 20th, the sun entered Aquarius. A day later, there was a new moon, still in close connection with Pluto in Capricorn. Venus simultaneously formed an exact conjunction with Saturn in Aquarius on the 22nd. Uranus ended its retrograde phase on the same day. The mood was quite tense during all this time, which is why this week feels so good and serene. Venus enters Pisces on Thursday, January 27th, where it will remain until February 20th. Mercury squares Chiron in Aries at the same time. The contraction of the last few days now dissipates somewhat. And at best, we remember that we always have a choice between conflict and peace, at least on a personal level. This entire period will be infested with a sweet sense of sentimental bliss and an exciting energy for romance and love, making it wonderful for singles and couples alike. A spontaneous and warm-hearted weekend is in store. Don't make any firm plans in advance. Just go with the flow. Be open to discovering and exploring your world. Things will be relatively quiet and easygoing, so try to get caught up with any backlog you may have. Turn your thoughts to romance on the weekend. Who says you can't paint the town red on Saturday or Sunday evening? With this energetic and bouncy energy, it would be a shame to stay home. This warm, loving energy can give us a veritable boost in our efforts to make the world a better place at the end of the first month of the year. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or to book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was our weekly cosmic tip. Now we're going to continue on describing what is coming in energy with this new moon in Aquarius. 2032 is the date of completion of this cycle we're in now, and we're more than halfway through. The cycle began in 2013 and completes itself in 2022. So we are beginning the first year of the second decade of the cycle. So don't look back at demolition. Just look at what you're building. And if you're not sure of what that is, just think of love, joy, gratitude, appreciation, acceptance, and staying centered in peace. And by staying in those energies, you are helping to build the new world. It's that simple. What is very special about this new energy surrounding us from our galaxy and the universe is that they give us a sense of the sacred. They give us a sense of the divine. This divine intelligence that is all through nature, that is absolutely in everything, is in the trees, is in the animals, it's in the birds, it's in your crystals, it's in rocks, it's in the air, it's in the grass, in the breath we breathe. It's everywhere and it's everything. The sense of the sacred, which we have lost in our modern lives, is that part of the main focus that my guide mentor and the new vibrational energies are bringing to us through the center of the galaxy. Think of the sacred. Think of the divine connection to nature. What the ancient shaman teachers carried to us. We are being reinstated back into that energy while connecting it to the quantum energies, the newer energies, the farther out into the universe energies, so that we can now manifest with a greater understanding of physics and evolution. Another aspect that was brought to me was the aspect of photonic light. You know, the light we see from the shimmering moonlight, or light shimmering across the waters of a lake. Remember that photonic light isn't just light. It's a form of plasma. And because it's a form of plasma, it carries within it divine intelligence. If you want to help raise your vibration, sit by a lake shore in the moonlight, play Ardas, and meditate. Wow, you won't believe the PowZap information you'll be able to download. Photonic light brings us universal intelligence, which holds information, and that's how the entire universal network works. This is what we are absorbing at the higher vibrationary levels. We are light bodies, our entire inner system, our organs, our earth bodies. work with this intelligence on a daily basis. That's how our organs function. So now we have the opportunity to work with this energy on a daily basis and expand our consciousness. In the Egypt healing rooms, and perhaps elsewhere, the healing rooms were light, musical sound, and fragrance. That's what the shaman and medicine men would prepare for their patients, and their bodies would readjust in that environment and start to heal. So it's very exciting that we are receiving and downloading this photonic light at such a rapid rate at this time. Now, let me add the ocean seawater for additional information. Seawater is salty, and because of that, it can take an electrical charge. Evolutionary theories believe that the electrical charge in the ocean started the first amoeba to wake up to life on this planet. It started them moving. We have salt water in us. Our tears are salty. All this information is very new information for me. So give me a while to absorb more of this, and I will present it to you as we go along. At least this new information has begun to come my way. Everything is energy and frequency. All of you light workers need to understand this going forward. For more information about how this works with healing, go to energeticmatrix.com. Energeticmatrix.com and learn about the AIM program with Stephen Lewis. Now we're going to talk about the energy in the United States. This energy that's coming in through the inconjunct of Mars and Mercury is on the USA axis. This brings us very strong energy, not so great energy, into the United States. And there will be much happening in this country very, very fast. Whatever is happening,
the energy suggests that there will be a lot of mental activity.
Mars is energizing. It's in Gemini, the sign of the mind. This involves social media and the news and the mainstream media. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. And it's in an uncomfortable aspect to Mercury. This suggests a lot of mental churning and activity. Mars trines the Sun and Moon in Aquarius, bringing us a lot of social media activity, ideas, opinions, and the activity is very much in the head. Be aware of that. So much is going on. All the noise, all the he said, she said. Step back from that noise. It's all polarity and duality. So stay above it, like a bird looking down on the energy and actions of the earth plane. Step back and realize that you can never manifest anything beautiful out of confusion, deceit, lies, ego, and chaos. They have to raise their frequency through their song and dance. Then they will be able to properly manifest. And the way to do this is through gathering community. The communities will be coming together and forming new and healthy groups. This links so clearly with Aquarian focus on the future and community. This is super important. There is also a tight bond between Venus and Saturn in Aquarius. If this is in your fifth or seventh house, it suggests some type of restriction or control
imposed on your relationships. Make sure that you are comfortable with this restriction or control, or the relationship could break.
Another form would be money and finances. Venus is connected to your money flow. Venus is money and currency. Aquarius is digital. Saturn is government and control. There could be a development with digital and bank currencies coming up at this time as well. These are the aspects of the new super moon in Aquarius. As we get further into February, I will be talking about other aspects. There will be some fiery, feisty days after the 20th that we will need to look at. Remember that this moon in Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, and Uranus turns direct within hours of this new moon. We will be having some feisty days. Uranus sits on the world atlas, so we will be moving beyond the stuckness that we have experienced. I hope you're listening, Max. We will begin to recognize what massive evolutionary times we are in. It's so exciting. Our ascension is inevitable. It's good if you read my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, even though I wrote it in 2010. Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension can be found on Amazon.com. The only thing is how fast we can get there. This is where we all will play our part. If you can say in those positive expressions of love, joy, acceptance, gratitude, appreciation, peace, you will be accelerating your personal development. You don't even have to know where we're going. Just try to stay in the moment and in that loving vibration. However, if you go into fear, you'll be slowing up your progression as well as that of the collective. So, you have a responsibility with this new moon. Are you an accelerant or a slowpoke? When you take a step back and look back at these massively historic times, are you going to be proud of the role you played? Rise above the noise and stay out of the fear. Do whatever you have to do to accomplish that. Go to the country, play your music, listen to artists, and meditate. This will be very, very strong for you. And it's only going to last until about the middle of April. Then things are going to start going forward pretty quickly. The old structure is being chipped away. And now it's falling away. It has no more evolutionary purpose. No, the new Chickie is being born. And all our prior knowledge and experience has made the body of this new chick. It's like being in an eggshell. The new chick is being born, and all of our prior knowledge and experience has made the body of this new baby. We are making a shift, astrologically, cosmically, and within the earth plane, in a massive evolutionary way. All of the new energy is moving into new life inside a new world, a new baby chick. So you can now refer to yourself as one of the babies of the new earth, one of the kids of the new world. The birth processing that we've been going through is over. And now you are newly born. Take a deep breath. Feel that divine universal energy going through your body. And guess what? You're finally alive. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we'll be back after we take our station break. See you on the other side.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. Oh, who got my breath going right from the start? Who pours the universe into my heart? Who sings the grace into every part of me? Oh, tell me, how can my mind hold the wings of your time unless I spread my arms wide? How will I know your heart is with mine unless I feel you so deep inside? Into stories to tell, who climbs the light ladders in every cell of me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. You are in every smile. Every stone, every star is made and unmade in me. Oh, you are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. Oh, I love you everywhere, all around me. I can feel you are everywhere.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was William Vitalis with You Are Everywhere. As I said, the energy is everywhere. Pluto is at the end of its journey through Capricorn, and it's very close to this Aquarius new moon. Capricorn represents government control, and Aquarius represents freedom. Add Jupiter in Aries, and you have a search for the truth. Now, you can try to hide the truth with cover-ups. You can deny it. You can pretend it isn't there. But the truth cannot be hidden or denied. So, it comes out in spades, as they say. So much will be uncovered and come into the light before this spring equinox in March. What have I told you? To rise above it, sit down in your bird's nest and just watch it. At the end of January and through February will be a monumental time of change, transformation, and government upheaval. This is going on around the world, but as I have carefully explained, it will affect the USA in a profound way. Capricorn is very rigid, and this energy is about to be taken down and close off. A new government is being born, and the old one will be removed. Something is about to give. We have a law looking into the actions, communications, and words of our government officials. So, what is this all about? Finding the truth, of course. Then what? But don't worry, because it will turn around later in the year. However, money, spending, finances are not doing too well at present. The stock market, the national debt, and our own budgets have been spiraling out of control. It certainly doesn't look pretty. However, all the planets have now turned direct, and this is a good thing. Anything you begin now is supported at this time, especially if it helps the world at large. This new moon brings the end of the current government and the dawning of a new one. You may not see this clearly right now, but the truth is coming out in many areas of the government, and not only in this country. This goes for your personal life as well. There will be a lot of positive energy, especially with medical breakthroughs and our health. Some wonderful, amazing progress is happening. Just know that for a short time, things will be very discordant and out of tune. Many things are going to be righted and changed during the unpleasant time. That's what this energy is set to do. When there's an irritation, as there is now, you have got to find a solution. And that's what this is all about. That's what's unfolding between now and the spring equinox. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, the outer planets, all changed signs this year between 2023 and 2024. 2023 will be a year to remember, especially concerning our money and finances. I see rebellion on Wall Street, some rioting and demonstrations in the street as people protest against the digital dollar being forced upon us and the imbalance of money around the country. We all want to get moving again, and thank goodness the energy now supports that. However, please don't be in a rush. It's much better to be focused and slow than it is to be scattered, rushed, and waste all this new energy that's been given to you. It's not just money or material goods. Freedom and independence go a long way, but so does privacy. We may breathe a sigh of relief that the old world and the old structures have finally given way and shout out yay about being open and free. But Aquarius also represents modern ways of tracking groups, communities, states, and nations. Remember, it enhances technology. So here's a good suggestion.
try to get out in nature for a time this last week in January, and perhaps pull yourself back together again if needed. Then get ready as February opens to focus and move ahead with your life. You could also be working with the energy of rejection. Go back to 2020 and look at some of the decisions you made then when we had that conjunction with Saturn and Jupiter. You don't have the same feelings you had at that time, and the energy no longer has the power over you. Change may have to take place as you free yourself up to be with only supportive people who truly have your welfare at heart. That's a part of this closing, this ending that I'm referring to. That's what Capricorn does. It shows up the people that talk behind your back and are friendly to your face, and it exposes them so that you can make healthy changes for your life. As for your end-of-the-year taxes, banking, record-keeping, you need to fine-tune that. You need to go over your spending. Try to cut back. Make sure things are in order and comfortable for you. Also, it's a good time for dieting, changing your eating habits, and maybe your sleeping habits. What changes need to be made for you? Watch out for overthinking, overworrying, negative instincts, and thoughts that never yield. Negative intuition thoughts as well. This all can be happening as Pluto ends its cycle in Capricorn. We can't control everything. We can't know what people are thinking. And we need to stop the control and let the energies flow. This period of time is letting go of attachments and allowing yourself to flow and trust the universe. Relinquishing our need to know what the future is, knowing how it will all turn out. Yes, we want stability, but our stability is being tested in 2023. There is a huge change coming with our security, but we are on the threshold of trusting the universe more instead of having to plot and plan everything. We're getting in touch with the divine energies, with the energies from the center of the galaxy, and that will be a great improvement. We need to open up to a different way of moving forward in 2023. We need to re-examine everything. We need to look at the future in a new way as our old structures fall away. People we depended upon in the past may go out of our lives, and our dependency needs will change. That's Pluto in Capricorn. We're going to begin to depend on the universe and our inner knowing and get back to our spiritual self. What is significant and amazing is that Uranus, ruled by Aquarius, goes direct at the same time of the new moon. What an amazing time. What a beautiful universal signal that the universe is here for us and that we can depend on it. No more someone telling you who to be and how to be it. It is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. One last thing. Keep your eye out for news about other galaxies and about life on other planets in other galaxies. What a time of fulfillment we are entering into. As we arrive at 2032, our lives are going to be so different from now. But they'll be happier, they'll be freer, and we'll all be healthier. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of our program, but William is here to remind us about the moonlight on our window. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening. I really applaud you, and good night.
Good night.
on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, oh, take me to the stars.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the almighty power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.